Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name as well as the email address?
Minerva Ramos Ocasio, mramos2245@gmail.com.
I do thank you for that. Okay, I'm just waiting for my system to load with that information.
Okay.
Okay, I did locate an account for the sweepstakes entry. It looks as though a survey was taken to win the iPad.
Correct. And then
yes.
I canceled it because when I looked at my credit card and I saw a charge and I didn't know what it was. So I called and they told me that because it was an iPad that I signed up for something. I said, well, I wasn't aware that I signed up for anything. I don't want it. I want my money back because they charged me $50. And I told them, I don't want an iPad. I have not gotten an iPad.
Because it was a sweepstakes entry. It wasn't no guarantee that you were going to win it. When you submitted your credit or debit card payment, you submitted it for the meal plan app, which is why you have that charge for the $49.89.
I didn't know anything about no meal plan. I don't need a meal plan. I called and I canceled it. I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. When you canceled out your account, you just canceled out recurring charges. I don't show that there were any refunds placed on this account.
Well, then the person didn't do her job correctly.
Well, if you just say
I'm
that
I'm
you
a customer,
want to cancel
I am
your...
a customer. Wait a minute. I am a customer service rep. And
yes,
if someone calls me, my checklist just say, okay, I understand that you want to cancel. Do you want a refund or do you want to keep this? That will be the right customer service that you will give to the person.
Yes,
I'm calling because I got a charge to my account that I wasn't aware of for the fine print. So if I call you and I'm telling you to cancel, that only shows you that I want my money back, I told her. Now,
yes,
whether
ma'am.
Or not you wrote it down, that's a different story. I want my money back.
But with, well, you know that with each company is different protocols. So it's specific words that you would have to say. If you say that you want to cancel, being that this is something that's recurring, then they will only just cancel the account. You would have
to
say that I want a refund.
You're going to tell me that you're not going to give me my money back?
No, I'm not saying that. That's
okay.
Not what I'm saying.
Why are we arguing?
We're not arguing. We're having a discussion. We're not arguing. You didn't raise your voice. You were letting me know something as well as I was letting you know something. We're not arguing. But
okay.
Being that what I can do is it's going to be a $5 non-refundable fee because even though you called to cancel your account on December 31st, and this charge was made on December 27th. So at that time, it was a $5 non-refundable fee to assess to the account.
You didn't even say that either. I mean, you know, that is such a misleading. It's horrible what they do. All of these companies. That's why it will never happen to me again, ever. This is the first time it has happened. It will never happen again. There's no survey I'm going to take. There's nothing free that I need from anybody. Can you give me, what is it that you're going to give me? You can keep the $5 because it's already costing me, you know, time and effort to get the money back when, you know, I didn't even was aware that I signed that. Because it's so fine print. It's so deceitful.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to waive that $5 fee and process the full refund for the $49.89.
I appreciate that. I think that's the best customer service I've ever gotten. Really, I really appreciate it in these times.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. And that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. You'll also receive an email confirming that the $49.89 is being processed.
Thank you so much. God bless you and have a blessed day. I appreciate your customer service.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it.
Okay, well,
okay.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.